Hi, I'm Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. So you have a situation. He doesn't love you, and you know it. You're not the first woman to be here, and you're not the last. So let me go over the three types of men that fall into the ability of not being able to love, and hopefully you'll get a better idea as to how you proceed next. One, the guy who can't love, just doesn't have it in him. Two, the guy that doesn't love you. And three, the man who is controlling the situation psychologically and mastering when he will allow himself to fall in love due to fear. Okay, let's talk about number one. There are guys that can't love. They have lived through horrible trauma as a child, or they sometime in early childhood came to the conclusion that love is inconvenient and they just shut the door. You are not going to be the magic genie that blows this door open. I don't care how wonderful and good you are, it's not going to happen. You'll see that the profile of this man is rather apathetic toward anybody. He doesn't have a lot of empathy. And don't misconstrue this because he might be nice to animals, that maybe it's hidden back in there. Those gates are closed, and it's a profile of a person who has shut down to love in general. Most often, the gals that chase men like this are seeking approval from their father or replaying some dangerous part of their past that they keep thinking that if I can do it now, in today's world, I can erase whatever my issues were before. So please don't confuse seeking this man's approval with the fact that you love him. It's a very different construct. But when you meet that cold, disconnected man, there is a mire of wiring that is messed up, that all your good and helpful and hopeful thinking cannot untangle. It doesn't matter. Think about why you're there. Is that really what you want? You live in hope, but that's the reason you're stuck. You gotta look at the creature you're dealing with and understand how he's comprised. You've got to work with the material you have, and sometimes you don't have the best material. Take an honest look at that. Guy number two, he doesn't love you. Doesn't mean there isn't love. Doesn't mean there isn't kindness. You could have a fine relationship. It's not too awful, but it's not too great. The question there is to figure out, is it okay for you? Is it okay that he loves you, but he's not in love with you? Maybe you're doing the whole relationship in second gear. Maybe this is a band-aid relationship and you're just getting by. This does happen. For whatever reason, chemistry, history, layers of psychology, we're not the one. It's not about what you're not. It's about the fact that it's not a match. The only thing that's important is how much this affects you. If you want to be more and feel that you can't, then you really want to reassess that relationship. Number three, the one I find the most unappealing, is the guy that could love you, and he's withholding. It's a psychological tactic. You're probably out of his league. The entire concept of love and being fragile in the face of love, of being vulnerable, maybe being hurt, can take down a 6'3" man that's 250 pounds of muscle. I find this very unappealing. They're withholding. It is to make sure that you're in the right position and they're going to love you when they're ready to love you. You'll win if you want to do the time. I've had this kind of relationship, but I promise you, you'll come to hate him for putting you through it. And you'll come to look at this kind of man like, really? I had to prove myself to you. I was fully out in the ocean. And you're standing on the shore, dipping in one toe, so afraid that you're going to get hurt by a wave. I think you'll come to not admire him. And you'll come to look at his weakness as really quite repulsive. It is a mind game. Oh yeah, he's protecting himself. We all have a right to do that. But it isn't an equal match for you. I think the man you want is one who is as courageous as you are to love, who can look at you, see the value that you have, and be smart enough to walk toward what's amazing, rather than shut down from it, not be able to see it, or repel it because he might be affected by it. Again, you're not the first woman to feel this way. The only question is, what do you choose to do about it? There are no wrong answers. It's only where you need to be now and what you need to do for yourself that counts. Thank you. I'm Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net.